the month in jobs numbers. Not that great, but not that bad. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. The U.S. created 156,000 net new jobs in August, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics data out just this morning. That's about 41,000 fewer jobs created on balance than last month. The unemployment rate ticked up to 4.4%. It's been hovering between 4.3 and 4.4 for the past few months. To help us sort through it all is Chris Lowe. He is CEO of FTN Financial. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So what is the big picture here? Is this disappointing or should we be disappointed? Should we be sad?
Looking at this report alone, it was weaker than expected. Average hourly earnings were not up as much as expected either. The unemployment rate ticked up a tenth. But this is decent job growth, 156,000, especially when the economy is close to full employment. On top of that, it's the kind of report that gets the Fed off our backs. They're contemplating one more rate hike this year. You know, they've been focused on a tightening job market. So a little bit of relief on the job front could keep them on the sidelines, too.
Are there any sectors in particular driving this kind of disappointing but maybe not really report?
The auto sector cut about 1,000 employees this month, which works out to a roughly 2%, but they also cut hours and overtime. You know, it's something that we've sort of known was inevitable for months. It was just a matter of waiting for it to show up in the data.
And wages, same old, 2.5% year-over-year growth, barely moved month to month. What's going on?
Yeah, compare that to almost 2.9% a year ago. I think there's a couple of things going on. One is that the minimum wage increase movement has died down a bit. You know, we saw quite a few cities and counties raising the minimum wage a year ago. They're not doing that now, and that is taking some of the pressure off. The other thing that's going on is that inflation's really tame. So while 2.5% doesn't sound like much, inflation's only running at 1.4%. So it's a real wage increase of a little more than 1%, which is decent.
All right. Chris Lowe, Chief Economist at FTN Financial in New York. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, it's David Brancaccio. We wanted to let you know that this Midday Update podcast feed will be shutting down Tuesday, September 5th. But not to worry, you can get all your morning business news by subscribing to the main Marketplace Morning Report podcast. That's where you can listen to the Midday Update and a brand new global business edition of the Morning Report that we're producing with help from our friends at the BBC World Service. Subscribe to the Marketplace Morning Report podcast so you don't miss a thing. And thank you.
If you are in a fight with your insurance company, let's say over hurricane damage, you might want to sue. It just so happens that today a new law goes into effect in Texas that tilts the scales a little back towards the insurance company. For example, reducing the punishments for insurers who improperly delay payouts. Leslie Sism reported on this for The Wall Street Journal. Leslie, as you write, another thing this law does is it significantly reduces the lawyer's take when clients don't win as much as they anticipated. Why was this law enacted?
This law was sought by groups of taxpayers, businesses, and some insurers. They felt that plaintiff's lawyers were overwhelming the court system with hailstorm claims, many of them allegedly being trumped up. So the people wanted to find a way to make it tougher to bring what they considered the frivolous claims among those.
Is it going to be harder to find a lawyer in the aftermath of Harvey?
The worry among some consumer advocates and plaintiff's lawyers is that consumers will find it tougher to find a lawyer to represent them because in unsuccessful court cases, there will be reduced compensation for those lawyers compared to what's available presently.
As someone who's reported on this, where do you think it all sort of shakes out? Is this going to be hard on consumers? Is this going to be, you know, a necessary protection for insurers?
a lot of lawmakers who supported this bill, insurance companies, and even the Texas Insurance Department and some academics say the concern is overblown because the vast majority of claims are settled without going to litigation. I should also note very quickly, remember that we're mostly seeing all these pictures of flooding in and around Houston and some areas of Texas. Most of those flooding claims are filed with a federal National Flood Insurance Program, so none of those claims are affected by this law.
But on the other hand, very few households in the Houston area are enrolled in the federal National Flood Insurance Program. So presumably, a lot of people are covered by private insurers who do not offer flood insurance. I wonder if that is a recipe for lawsuits.
Separate from this new law, plaintiffs' lawyers are probably going to be taking those cases because there's just so much money if they can pierce through the standard exclusion in the homeowners policies sold by the private sector insurers, regardless of what's in this new law about their potential compensation.
Leslie Sism, reporter with the Wall Street Journal, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Wells Fargo's fraudulent account scandal just got worse. The bank says it found 1.4 million more accounts created without customers' knowledge. It also found more than 500,000 customers were signed up for online bill pay without their consent. Our senior producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Janet Wynn. Stephanie Hughes and Claire Tennisgetter produce Marketplace Tech. And I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.